I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. We're headed back to school on this episode of The Rough Draft Diaries, and I know we're a little late to be heading back to school as it is the end of September, but better late than never, I guess. I'm at Sunbridge Schools, just off McCord Road in Toledo, Ohio. I'm at the primary building, that's grades kindergarten through third. Now, I am going to share the tour with you that I was given, but first you have to meet a few people.
So Haley, too.
Hi, Haley. I'm Stu McCarthy.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet
you. Stu is the principal of the school, and Joe, who introduced me, is the executive director.
So you want me to start with a tour?
Tour. She's got questions. She wanted to record sets and sounds, so I assume it's okay to record.
I did have a few questions, but we'll get to those in a minute. First, let's start the tour, which was kind of stop and go in the beginning, because any time a kid would see Stu in the hallway, they would immediately stop what they were doing and run over to give her a big hug.
Hey, I love the hug, but I want you to stay in line. I want you guys to stay in line, okay? I love the hugs, but right now, please stay in line.
The kids are currently lining up for lunch. The school is long and flat, and it smells like a school. Now, I don't know if that conjures up bad connotations for you, but for me, I have good smell memories attached with elementary school. Think crayons and glue sticks, hand sanitizer, pencils, and hamburgers, because that's what's currently being served for lunch. Even the gym has a friendly kind of elementary school smell. It smells like rubber, which is probably from the rubber balls the kids are just about to chase after. And I got a chance to meet some of the kids, too. Each class has a student ambassador, and as Ronald tells me, it's not an easy job to come by.
Well, you gotta be responsible, respectful, and safe, and follow the rules, and know how to look somebody in the eye.
So each class ambassador is a leader for the class. And all of them fulfilled their job extremely well. As I entered the classroom, each student would stand, walk over to me, and introduce themselves. Every once in a while, though, I met a student who found the situation a little intimidating.
Everyone else, you're
Hello.
Doing your life.
Hello.
What's your name?
Kair.
And who are you in this classroom?
I love math, and I love to learn.
Kair did warm up to me, though, especially when we started talking about video games. He mentioned his favorite kind of games are the ones where you get to create something new, like the game Minecraft.
It's a fun game of imagination.
Do you have a big imagination?
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite thing to imagine?
Milk.
Milk? You think about milk a lot? Fair enough. It's a good drink.
And then I met Tanea, who was probably the most confident interview of the day.
Great. Now, when you grow up, what do you want to be when you grow up?
What I want to be when I grow up is I want to be a mother. I get to boss my kids, and I get to tell them what to do, and I get to tell them no playing games.
Is that what your mom tells you?
She doesn't really tell me that. She tells me, do your homework.
The students, the rooms, the atmosphere, it all felt like a very normal elementary school. But as Stu pulled me aside so I could ask some questions, she informed me that the school is a bit different than your typical elementary school.
So we serve a population of students that is very unique. So our students come from the three zip codes in Toledo that have a very high percentage of sexual assault, abuse, violence, those types of places. So we intentionally go to those zip codes to recruit these students because we know that we are equipped to help them. So if they need housing, if they need food, if they need, you know, medical care. So we try to bring in those students that have the highest, you know, rates of trauma because we feel that we are connected with lots of different, you know, community resources to help them.
Sunbridge offers a therapist and caseworker from the Zeph Center. They help with behavioral health concerns. They also have an aide on every single bus. That way, each aide can make sure each student makes it to the bus stop regardless of their situation.
So with that being said, we do have a high rate of students that are homeless, students that are in foster care. So Children's Services, Lucas County Children's Services, actually recommends to their families to bring their students to our school because they know that we are equipped to deal with them.
With all the help Sunbridge offers its students and its parents, they still find it difficult to get students to arrive at school at the beginning of the year, but also throughout.
I just had a conversation with somebody over the weekend about, she said, so you're telling me there are kids in Toledo right now that aren't enrolled in school? And we said, yeah. I mean, there are it's not on parents' radar. There's so many other things going on in their lives that we're 2 weeks into school and they haven't registered their kids in a school yet. And we will drive around, we will find those kids. And that's the negative. But then when they come here and they see all the resources and we win them over, I always say we do the education and we do the formation because it's so much more than just teaching them how to read here. It really is.
So yes, Sunbridge is a little different than your typical elementary school. So we're going to stay at Sunbridge for another episode of the Rough Draft Diaries. You'll have to tune in next time to learn more. For now, I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries.